Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Mark Edmead, and if you would like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. In this show, we're going to talk about choosing a certification, deciding between a specification that is generalized or a more specific technology-based certification. You might be one of those people that is considering obtaining a certification, and that's why you're here at GoGo.com. Hopefully, you're going to be taking my CSSP certification. But one of the things that you might want to think about is, what is the goal for taking a certification or obtaining a certification? Is it just to make more money in your existing job? Do you want to further your career in other ways? Or you just want to do this for your own personal satisfaction? The other question that you might be asking is, what type of certification do I get? Do I want to become somebody who's more, in the general sense, just know a little bit of everything? Or do you want to be specific about the technology in your certification? So the question that people ask me is, what's out there? Well, the problem is that there's so many certifications, and choosing the right one might be a challenge. Not only are there security-specific certifications, such as a CSSP, the Security Plus, and other certifications like that, but there are also vendor-specific security certification, such as those from Cisco and Checkpoint, for instance. And then we also have network or system-only certifications, such as the Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer, and maybe some certifications from Red Hat. So which one should you choose? Which one is the best for you? So we're going to talk about my own personal experiences and the reason why I chose certain certifications, and give you some options perhaps that will help you choose the certification that's right for you. One of the things I look at is when I'm choosing a certification is, I need to follow what my strengths are. So should you go after network or security certifications? The answer depends on your personal strengths and goals. For people who are hands-on, the more specific certifications that are come from the vendors might be more appropriate. Or perhaps you aren't hands-on, but you desire to become more specialized in a particular type of information security technology, such as firewalls or intrusion detections. So then you might get more specific like that. Here's a list of some of the more popular vendor-specific certification programs out there. You can go to Cisco, and Cisco has their certifications, things like the Cisco Certified Security Professional, Cisco Firewall Specialist, Cisco VPN Specialist, and so forth. The Checkpoint has their certification, as well as RSA and Symantec. You can get a magazine called Certification Magazine, and they've done surveys of the most popular non-security certifications. And they include certifications from Microsoft as well as Red Hat. Now, maybe you're into networking. And so the trend seems to be focusing more on security certifications. And some of the concerns or some of the things that employees want is to get somebody that has a certification not only in security but also networking. So certifications tracks such as the Cisco Certified Internetwork Expert, the CCIE, could be a certification, and also other certifications from other vendors that deal more with specific networking architectures. Some of the things that are in demand these days, it seems to be the CISSP is in high demand, some of the Cisco certifications, some of the Checkpoint, as well as Linux, and even some of the Microsoft ones. So judging from this list, there's certainly a lot of choices. And one of the things that I do is that I look at what employers are hiring for. Just go to monster.com or some of the other job websites, and you can get an idea of the types of certifications that they want. So people have asked me, what about me? What about my path for certification? Well, one of the things is that I never really believed in certification. I never really thought that it had any value. I thought, well, it's just a way that companies make money, and I really know my thing, and do I really need to get a piece of paper that says that I know this stuff? And I thought, well, you know, what's the real value? But then what happened is that jobs started getting a little bit tighter, and other people that actually had less experience and less knowledge somehow managed to pass the certification test and were getting the jobs that I should be getting. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a good idea to go after these certifications. So I decided to go after it and say, you know, let me pick the stuff that I'm interested in, the stuff that I'm good in, and seeing what it goes through, some of the requirements of taking those exams. So I also had many of the same questions that you have. Do I go through a vendor neutral certification, or do I go to a vendor certification? So I decided to go down the vendor neutral path. Why? Because I really didn't want to specialize in a technology. I didn't really want to become a Cisco certified specialist. I didn't really want to specialize in even Microsoft. I didn't want to specialize in Red Hat. I just would rather be more general in term rather than be specific. I'm one of those people that I'm a more strategic thinker. I'm a high level thinker. I like to view a little bit of everything and not be a master of just one thing. So at the time, I was actually asked to write a book that covered several security certifications, including the CISSP. At the time, TruSecure had their certification called the ICSA, Certified Security Associate. I also looked at the SANS certification, as well as the System Security Certified Practitioner, or SSCP, also from ISC Squared. So I ended up taking these tests because of it was part of the book. And one of the things that I enjoyed about the higher level ones, like the CSSP and SSCP, because they were very high level in nature. And again, my job was not to really become a firewall administrator or somebody who was expert on routers. I really was more interested in setting policies, understanding how security was used in an organization as a whole. So the CSSP, which covers a lot of the domains, which includes policies and procedures, business continuities, that's the recovery, compliance, legal regulations, and so forth. It really covers a large range of topics and not just specialized in one. So that was really my reason for doing it. Now, you might have another reason. You might be interested more in some of the hands-on stuff. You want to be able to say, yes, I can do any Cisco firewall. I can do any checkpoint firewall. I'm certified in Microsoft technologies or Red Hat or something else, which is fine. Again, it all depends on what your goals are. For me, I'm not really a hands-on person. I'm just really more of a larger thinker. So that's what I decided to do. Now, of the four certifications that I currently have, which includes the CISSP, the SSCP, the Security Plus, as well as the now the one that's not available anymore, which is TCISA, which is no longer available, I found that the CISSP was the hardest to get, only because of the number of questions, 250, and it took 6 hours to take the test. Now, the CISSP was the first test that I took, and I had been out of the test-taking mindset for a long time, but it still was pretty tough. And then the next one that was toughest after that was the Certified Information Systems Auditor, or the CISA, was the next hardest one. But that was me, and it all depends on your strengths and how you take tests, and some people are very good at taking tests, and I know for me, I kind of get a little bit nervous, and I need to make sure that I go through whatever rituals I need to go to get relaxed. So again, the thing to consider when selecting your certification track is to determine what path you want to take. You want to take the generic certifications, or you want to take the vendor or technology specific ones. There's nothing wrong with being a jack of all trades and a master of none, and that's the way that I am. However, with an increasing number of people obtaining certification, you might want to adopt the motto, certification differentiation by specialization. So that's up to you. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation, and thank you for listening. I would like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Mark Edmead. If you have any suggestions or future ideas for future shows, please send me an email. Again, thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.